Now we have Information Desk, and there's a lot to cover. We mentioned earlier that Gina Dormer has written to all Norfolk Talking newspapers with details of changes at Vision Norfolk. I'll read her letter in full. Dear Talking Newspapers, on behalf of us all at Vision Norfolk, we hope that you're keeping well during these difficult times. We're writing to advise you of some changes the charity is needing to make as we start to return to our new normal. Like so many services, we have experienced unprecedented difficulties with regard to loss of income, and regrettably this means we are needing to cut our cloth according to the new financial landscape. We have embarked on a restructure of the charity to ensure it has a sustainable future and continues to be able to offer support to visually impaired people in Norfolk. Sadly, this restructure will result in some staff redundancies, but we're keen to emphasise that we will continue to be able to offer visually impaired people and their loved ones help and support. Because of the pandemic, our community work home visiting service has not been able to run in any meaningful way for the last year, and we have been forced to revert to almost exclusively telephone support rather than face-to-face visits. As a result, the Board of Trustees has taken the very difficult decision to cease provision of our community work service, at least for the time being, although we very much hope we will be able to rebuild the service in the near future. The service is currently in a period of winding down and will cease altogether from the 31st of May 2021. We will therefore not be in a position to offer home visits and home assessments for the foreseeable future, nor will we be able to provide assistance to visually impaired people in their pursuit of attendance allowance or personal independence payments. We are, however, hopeful that other services within the county will be able to support our clients in these areas, and we will be aiming to support and signpost people to those organisations who can provide advice and expertise. Whilst writing, I did also want to highlight that our work is continuing in all other areas, and further information is provided below. From early May, we will be bringing other staff back from furlough, in readiness for the reopening of our hubs in King's Lynn, Norwich and Great Yarmouth as soon as the government guidance tells it is safe to do so, which we estimate will be in July. In the meantime, our hub staff will be available to provide telephone support and advice. I appreciate the closure of our community work service will come as a shock and disappointment to those who have benefited from it. However, the financial pressures Vision Norfolk faces, as do all charities at the moment, has resulted in us needing to take steps to reduce our staff costs as a matter of urgency, whilst also ensuring we are able to continue to support our clients and our loved ones. Despite the difficult times we're all facing, we are all resolute in our commitment to support visually impaired people and their loved ones. If you have any questions relating to our work or in regard to the update contained in this letter, please do not hesitate to call us. Stay safe and all good wishes to you and your colleagues. Yours sincerely, Gina Dormer, Chief Executive.
We also received a message from one of the community workers who are losing their jobs. She wrote, "The former community workers from NNAB, now known as Vision Norfolk, would like to wish all our former clients the very best. It's been a privilege to have been welcomed into your homes and lives and to have been able to support you. A very sad goodbye from all of us. Keep well and safe."
We also have another message from Vision Norfolk, previously the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind. Vision Norfolk are continuing to advertise their new branding using their minibus as a mobile unit around the county. There will be a staff member or volunteer on board the minibus to engage with as many people as possible, and if appropriate, demonstrate some small pieces of equipment. We'd like to use this opportunity to encourage people to keep their eye clinic appointments. Also, if anyone is struggling with the long waiting list, we'd like them to know that we're here to support them, whether they're registered or not. As you would expect, we continue to adhere with the government guidelines for this project. All volunteers and staff members helping with this project will wear appropriate PPE, have access to hand sanitizer, and adhere to the social distancing rules advised by the government at the time of the project. If you'd like to contact us, please phone 01603 573 000. That's 01603 573 000. Here are the dates, times and venues. We look forward to seeing you. On the 20th of May, we'll be at Highway Nursery's Garden Centre on the Loddon Road from 12 till 12. 21st of May at Highways Nurseries from 11 till 1. The 26th of May, Dis Marketplace from 10 to 3:30. And this day will also include a street collection. The 9th of June, Roy's in Beauthorpe 11 till 1. And the 10th of June, Roy's in Beauthorpe 11 till 1.
We've also received a message that the NHS have asked us to pass on. They're developing a new plan for musculoskeletal, or MSK, services, and they'd like to hear your experiences and ideas of how this should be done. If you're interested, they can be contacted by email at nwccq.msk@nhs.net. There'll be two online sessions on Monday the 24th of May from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and on Wednesday the 26th of May from 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. We don't have a telephone contact, but we'll ask them if one can be provided. If you want to follow up on this, please call the Chatterbox phone number. And if, like our editor, you don't know what is meant by MSK, musculoskeletal pain refers to pain in the muscles, bones, ligaments, tendons and nerves.
We've received a notification this week from Norwich City Council. They advise that a planning application has been made by the Norwich Theatre Royal to place 5 tables and 10 chairs on the pavement outside the theatre. If you wish to comment on this, you can call Tony Shearman at Norwich City Council on 01603 989 400. Comments have to be submitted before the 20th of May.
We now have a message from Chatterbox about the USB memory stick players. We'd like to bring to our listeners' attention the best use of the USB memory stick players and how to prolong the life of the rechargeable batteries. It's recommended that you use the player until the battery is almost flat, then recharge for about 1 or 2 hours, or until the red LED indicator light on the front of the player, above the on-off switch, goes out. After charging, remove the charger from the player or turn it off at the mains. Don't charge overnight and only use the charger supplied with the player. Don't leave the player on charge for longer than necessary, as this shortens the life of the battery. The low battery warning is as follows. A 3-beep sound occurs when the battery is low, about 5 minutes before expiry. 2 minutes later, a further 3-beep sound is heard, and this is then repeated at intervals of about 10 seconds until the battery has expired. If you have any problems with your player, please contact us at Chatterbox and we'll try to help.
Finally, in this bumper edition of Information Desk, we have the regular update on Vision Norfolk activities from Mark Smith. The F-Stop Eyes Photography Group will be meeting up outside for their first meeting of 2021 at Chapelfield Park on Friday the 21st of May at 11 a.m. Anyone who has an interest in photography and would like to meet up and socialise over a coffee outside is welcome. Please book your place with Mark or Helen by the 19th of May on 01603 973 216 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk. We'll be holding our virtual, online and phone-based June Norwich Audio Book Club on Monday the 14th of June at 1:30. The group will be discussing the book Amsterdam by Ian McEwan. On Tuesday the 22nd of June at 2 p.m, our creative writing group will be meeting up virtually to read out their creative writing pieces to one another. We're also hoping to have activities up and running later on this summer in our Norwich Hub, and we'll be in touch with those who've previously attended activities in the very near future. Please do remember that our phone lines are open during office hours on 01603 573 000 for anyone who requires any advice or help. With many thanks, and take care.